Good evening. The time is now 5:04 p.m. and the Warwick Finance Committee is in session. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on October 17th, 2020? Correction. May I have an acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on October 16th, 2023?
So moved.
All in favor? I second. I apologize. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Someone was missing.
We will go right into PCR 115-23. I do want to say, I want to thank my committee members. I do realize and I acknowledge that this was a very thick finance. There are 35 items. However, we do understand also that the DPW did not have a representative, and the last two meetings went by considerably quickly because of the low docket items to keep the city moving. And now that DPW is represented, we're going to address all the bids that are going on here. So to my council colleagues, to the committee members, and to the public, I want to thank you for your patience, and we will work our way through this as we do play a little bit of catch up from one of the from the largest department within our city. So starting on bid 2023-452, City of Warwick Network Connectivity Upgrade. Good evening, Director. Please identify.
Good evening. Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a 612 request to increase the amount on bid 2023-452, City of Warwick Network Transport Upgrade by $394,238.54. This will take the total spending authority of the bid to $574,238.54. Just as a quick reminder, this project is replacing our existing network throughout all the city locations with basically a rental system, and we're installing an irrefutable right to use fiber network. This is all based on ARPA funding, and it offers us a monthly or annual savings between 80 and 90% of our current network expenditure. This request, we had originally done the five core facilities. That is ready, and we will be implementing that over the next month or so. Once implemented, we'll be cutting down our expenses on the rental system and start to see those savings this fiscal year. This is the remaining facilities except for the Pilgrim Senior Center. I will be back to you once we figure out exactly the best way to connect that, asking for the connection fee there. There are two other components that we are going to get savings from. One of them is our internet access. That's actually an extension of what we're doing now. So we'll be able to reduce that 100% because we'll be piggybacking off our existing network rather than, once again, renting that. And the other thing that makes up our communication costs are our network switches. And we are currently working on coming up with a model where we would actually buy them rather than rent them, once again, using ARPA funding. So we're spending federal grant money to reduce Warwick taxpayer expenditures going forward. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Director. So just to reiterate what you said at the very end, is this is a one-time investment. We're using the ARPA money, but these upgrades will have long-term cost savings for the city.
Absolutely. Between 80 and 90% cost reduction.
Thank you. Councilman Gebhardt.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Director. Good use of ARPA funds here. On the equipment that we're purchasing, do you know the useful life on that?
We haven't gotten to that piece yet. I haven't brought that in front of the council yet. What we're looking at now, these switches, if you were to use an executable life before they become second generation, you're probably looking at 5 to 6 years. our current switches, I believe, I'd want to check with the network manager, but I believe we're getting like 10 years out of them.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you. And just what's the time frame for the implementation on this, if approved?
So it we have a holdup with our existing vendor has to provision a port. So it took approximately 2.5 months, I believe, to get the 5 basic locations going. With construction costs, we're heading into the winter. Speaking to the vendor, we're looking in the April, May timeframe to get the rest of these facilities connected. Then whatever delay we have in enticing our existing vendor to work with us to get them switched over.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the council? Question, comments from members of the public? Please, to the microphone and just identify. Thank you. Just please identify with the name. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss. One moment, Miss Sharon. Mr. Carlucci is going to turn on your microphone for you. Thank you. Could you repeat your opening?
So my name is Ann Sheridan.
Thank you.
So director, the question, you said an 80 to 90% savings. What does that mean in dollars?
It's actually $6,000 a month as compared to, let's see, I'll give you an example of the one we just did, $62,000 a year down to $6,000 a year. Each one of the facilities that we're turning up has a different month through the chair. Each one of the facilities that we're turning up has a different monthly charge depending on the size of the facility. Each one of these facilities is reduced down to $100 a month charge for the new network, regardless of its size.
So the total line item for the network, we're saving...
Once again, we're taking the components of this. So once completed as a project, we will have invested approximately $800,000 of ARPA funding. We'll take an annual expenditure of about $200,000 a year, and we should be able to reduce that down to probably about $30,000, $40,000. Depending on monitoring services and things along that line.
So we're spending $800,000, and I am all about upgrading every IT thing we have in the world. And are we budgeting enough to keep these advances going every year? Because the turnover, I mean, you're saying some of this just last 6 years. So the stuff that's, I mean, do we have enough in the budget for deferred maintenance and capital improvements? Outside of ARPA months that are never coming again?
This is going to free up some of our expenditures so that we will be able to reduce it, but also invest that, which we do. We try to invest whatever we can save 1 year. We invest a portion of that in further security settings, network improvements, functionality, and things along that line. So this will free up a considerable amount of money to be able to reallocate a portion of.
So, gentlemen, do we allow that? Do we set money aside, you know, X? So if he comes up with excess cash, savings in the money, do we set that aside for excess improvements and not just the regular deferred maintenance? Because, you know, computers change, you all know. You know, I got a 2-year-old laptop that I should probably throw out. And we've got, you know, when I was working, I would lose keys on my laptop because I was so destructive with it. And they would laugh at me, things would flow off. So you've got people that are, whether it's, forget the hardware, but the software is critical. So are we setting enough money aside? Is all of his savings going to go into an account that in addition to what we want to see planned, the extras?
If I may, I know that the way that the city government works when we have our budget hearings, we allocate the exact amount to what we intend the expenditure to be. It is the director's job, as he's doing now, or in every director's job, to anticipate and to prepare for the coming fiscal year of the equipment they have.
So to answer your question, do we have a separate account? No, we don't have a restricted separate account. That's in our budget statements. That's in the budget that is presented to us. What we do have are qualified individuals who prepare us and move us forward. As you said, as technology changes, we then will be prepared and ready for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions for members of the public? Further questions for members of the public? Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
Next is bid 2024-209, tire repairs and recapping. This is found on page 10. Good evening, Christy. Please identify.
Good evening. Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you.
Public Works is requesting to award the bid for tire recapping and repairs in the amount of $340,000.
Christy, if you don't mind, if you could just speak up a little bit more. I'm having a difficult time hearing you also.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Public Works is requesting to award the bid for tire repairs and recapping in the amount of $340,000. It's a two-year bid that will begin January 1, 2024 and expire 12/31/25. To Sullivan Tire.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, one moment. While I'm doing this, not to waste, does anyone from the committee have any questions that they would like to follow up with or ask? Thank you. My computer just reboots, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go around the council and then we'll go. Is there any questions, comments from members of the council on this item? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Christy.
Hello.
Christy, in your, or Eric's presentation here, it says that the department has reviewed the three bids submitted. Did the department forward the bid results for those three bids to the purchasing department?
The purchasing department actually forwarded the bid results to Public Works.
I'm sorry?
The purchasing department forwarded the bid results to Public Works.
Okay. So the purchasing department is in receipt of those three bids?
Yes.
Okay. And in the request from your department is the one that makes the request, right, for the bids on these tires?
I'm sorry. So can you say that again?
I said it's your department that makes the request for the bid for these tires. You draw up the specs?
Yes.
Okay. And in those specs, did you also request pricing on a certain amount of tires that you use on a regular basis?
This is not a tire bid. This is for repairs and recapping.
Repairs and recapping. Okay. So there's costs associated with that. Did you request to have those costs itemized?
By an estimated amount of what we think we might need? No.
You did not? No. Okay. Chairman, I'd like to ask some questions to the Director of Purchasing, please.
Thank you. Director, when you come to the microphone, please identify the name and title. Thank you.
Francis Gomez, Purchasing Director.
Good afternoon, Director.
Good afternoon.
My first question is, I noticed recently that in the bids that you're sending to us, some of them anyways, you have a line on there that says copies of bid submissions are available upon request via regular process. What is regular process?
Regular process for all constituents would be through public records request. And as council members, you may request that through the mayor's office.
And is there a written regular process protocol? Do you have something in writing that speaks to this?
Well, what are you referring to exactly? If there's a policy, or if I'm not understanding it.
Well, with respect to requests via regular process, do you have something in writing that defines or describes regular process?
Technically speaking, that I'm aware of, no.
No. So then, at least as it pertains to the purchasing department, regular process is subjective.
Not necessarily, because before I put that on the docket, I consulted with the chief of staff. Oh, sorry.
Okay. With all due respect, could she finish answering my question?
It does
pertain to this bid.
Councilman, what I'm going to do is, because the chief is representing the administration and the director represents purchase, it sounds like he's looking for clarification on the question you specifically asked. So if he answers the question specifically as you asked, I'd like to hear his answer.
That's fine. I'm more than happy to hear his answer, but I would like the purchasing director to finish answering the question on her own, if you don't mind.
Well, I'm going to make the recommendation that the chief answer, and then if the chief doesn't answer your question, the purchasing director is definitely welcome to come up and follow up.
So what you're doing is you're disallowing the purchasing director to answer.
I am allowing the chief of staff, the representative of the mayor, and the administration answer the question that you asked, which is, I think, the whole purpose of why we're here, to get the answers.
No, because the answer coming from the chief of staff is not necessarily
the chair has already ruled what he's going to do. So Councilman Howe, you can have
all right, so the record is clear. She's not allowed to finish answering.
Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Council President. Chief of Staff?
Sure. Thank you very much, Chairman.
Just please identify, please.
Sure. Aaron McAsee, Mayor's Chief of Staff. Just to answer the first part of Councilman Lattister's question, yes, there is a, as it relates to the process of requesting information by council members through the mayor's office, there is a process. That process has been written down several times and disseminated to yourself and members of the council, as well as disseminated to all department directors, including the purchasing director, both in person and written.
So thank you for that, Chief. Chief, if you may, if you wouldn't mind. So you have a written process, and the written process states what?
Sure. Once again, as the council has received several times, and department directors as well, the process is, when it's a question from a member of the council, and it is relative to an item on the council docket forthcoming, the council member can feel free to reach out to a department director directly to ask pertinent questions on that item. If it does not have to do with that, or if it is not a direct constituent service request that you would normally forward through your council liaison, through the mayor's constituent affairs officer, then you have to bring that request first to the chief of staff, and then we'll make sure that it goes to the appropriate department head and get you your answer in an appropriate time.
So the long and the short is, aside of a council item, you are requiring all, not certain, all requests to be directed through you before anything can be disseminated or answered to us. And I stress all, because words matter. So you are instructing department heads that all requests from these 9 elected officials acting in their capacity as such, that doesn't pertain to the current or the upcoming council meeting, has to go through you.
Absolutely, Councilman. Okay. And that's not a new directive.
Perfect.
That's a directive that was given by the previous chief of staff. Mm-hmm. It was a directive given at the mayor's direction, and it's one that's been in place for over a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. If it's not a direct constituent service request, we make sure we have a whole of government response to your question. This is specifically to avoid a council member reaching out to a staff member or department director, that might not be the best person to answer that question. Mm-hmm. There might be somebody who can answer it in a more timely fashion, both for the employee and for the council member. By forwarding those requests through one individual, through one office, we can make sure we get you the correct answer the first time in a timely manner.
Well, certainly there's, you know, much simpler questions that don't require all the micromanaging, but that's okay. That's an issue for another day. I would like to ask the purchaser. Thank you, Chief.
You're very welcome.
I'd like to ask the purchasing director another question.
Director?
So
just identify if you don't mind.
Francis Gomez, purchasing director.
Councilman? So,
director, as you heard Christy mention, you forwarded to the DPW department the three bids. And by the way, to the chairman's comments earlier, we have 35 bids on this agenda for this evening. So before the question even comes up, no, I did not make communication or contact with department heads prior tonight. You know why? Because I was spending countless amounts of hours going through 35 different bids. Why? Because apparently someone was out.
Councilman, do you have a question for the purchasing director?
So here's my question. Why did you not include the two additional bidders in our bid package? Do you think that it is reasonable that we should have that information, or do you think it's not pertinent to what we do here as an elected body?
As a public sector, working for a public sector, I do understand the need to have all transparency available. And all bid tabulations are not only available through requests. Now, with the ones on this docket, at least we are starting to add bid tabulations to all the closed bids through our purchasing site on the City of Warwick website. And again, the committee, the Finance Committee, requested that we do not include the pricing sheets in the docket in order to save money on paper, on labor, et cetera. It is not necessary because it can be requested and it can be provided digitally. And if you need to print it out, you can come on over and we can print it out for you. It's available through our website. So there is no need to add that, even when it was requested by the Finance Committee not to add that.
So the email that was sent out, it says directors no longer have to include the full listing of various pots in their bid proposals. It doesn't say that you don't have to include the bids. I think it is very irresponsible to the taxpayers, especially, that all the supporting documents and information are not presented to us when items that are we're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars here, they're not presented to us. We have 35 bid items here that we're supposed to, you know, just go through and do our due diligence. And then in addition to that, we're being pretty much requested that we have to reach out to all department heads, make the phone calls, et cetera, et cetera. Personally, I view that as simply slowing down the process. It is delaying the process. It's making it more complicated. But here's a question. So,
Councilman, I'm sorry. Hold on one moment. May I have a motion to extend the councilman's time an additional 5 minutes on this item? Or I'd like to make a motion that we extend the councilman's time 5 minutes. All those in favor? Aye. Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you. I'll back up a bit because I just noticed one of my notes here. In this bid right here for these tires, we don't even have Sullivan's bid in here. We don't have their breakdown of how they arrived at their numbers, other than, you know, what's being requested. At least I don't have it in mine. Anyways, I got one document here, page 11. So here's my question. So as an elected body, we're here to approve these bids. We're here to do our due diligence as we see fit and as we determine to make sure that 1 and 1 equals 2, discounts are what they're supposed to be, the net costs are what they're supposed to be. And pretty much people that are sitting in this chamber tonight know at least over the last several months to a year, that hasn't always been the case. We've had bids, where the math is wrong. We've had discounts that don't add up correctly. We've had numerous things that were caught right here on the council floor. And I'm not faulting anyone for it coming to us, coming all that way without being found. I'm just saying it was something that was discovered here on the council floor because we had that information. So tomorrow or the next day, you go out to make a purchase that is $1,000, tens of thousands, or hundreds of thousands of dollars. Would you make that purchase without getting competitive pricing, without shopping around and doing your due diligence, without being sure or at least aware of what those other prices are? Would you do that?
Well, what I do privately cannot be compared to what happens in a public sector. When it comes to bid submissions, like I've explained before, they were never included in the docket. Pricing was. Both are available by request through regular process. And therefore, it's always available to the public. There's nothing about, we're not hiding anything. And again, if you want to see them, all you have to do is request them. Everyone is invited to do so. And why is there so many docket items? Once again, the threshold for Warwick is very low compared to the rest of the state, including the state level. And this is why we have at least four there that shouldn't belong there if our threshold was higher. And another thing is, why don't we put in the bid submissions? Well, bid submissions can come in as booklets, as maybe one paper or booklets, but therefore we're wasting more paper for what when it can just be requested by regular process. Well, I, again, all of this that is being said, I don't understand why. The bid submissions are available. The pricing is available. I cannot compare to my private life to a public sector, which is a very different situation. And yes, we do, every director here reviews everything, not only based on pricing, but based on qualification and the reputation of that vendor.
As far as the bids and the cost of paper and the fact that, you know, we're going paperless, et cetera, the errors that I have found in the bid documents over the past couple of years would fill this room with the cost of paper. But now it's being made more difficult for me. I'll just put this on me. For me to get the backup information, 35 bid items with no information included, or very little information included, for us to do our due diligence, for us to examine the bids, for us to be able to document or do our own math, none. This is just completely unacceptable.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Hold one moment, please, Chief. Councilman, did you have anything to wrap up with?
I'll leave the floor to the chief.
Okay, thank you. Chief, before you speak, I'd like to make some clarifications, if that's okay.
Certainly.
Were you going to reply directly to the councilman?
Yeah, I think you and I were about to make the same clarification.
Okay, and whatever I don't, I would like to say that upon this came out, we got our bid packages on Monday, October 31st. October 30th. I reached out to Christy Moretti, the purchasing agent for DPW, on Tuesday, October 31st, and requested that the bid specifications as advertised were sent, plus the specifications. On November 1st, Wednesday morning, first thing, she immediately sent them to me. What I want to clarify is that the information is there. As the purchasing director said, we are not, and again, no one's withholding anything. It's a streamlining effect in the sense of there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of paper. There's a lot of ink that's going to be used, and we are in the 21st century. And that was a request that I made not to withhold information as the chairperson. I made the request that they hold the bids but still request the bid numbers. And I want to clarify this for the public that's sitting here today. The directive was very simple.
We make the request, the purchasing department will make the request for the individual items to be purchased, and that what the items that are being bid on. In the past, all that docket, which could go up to over 100 pages per, times nine, times actually much more than that when you add in the clerks and the support, those bids with all the individual price lines. The directive that came from this committee was the departments will still request that and agreed upon by the administration. They would still request that information. However, if a council person has a concern, they can easily request it, and therefore it would be emailed, or as the director said, you could get it printed instead of printing up anywhere from 9 to 15 packets of over 500 pages per docket. That's 12 to 15 reams of paper, or to put it in other words, two full boxes of paper that we were printing up for a meeting that would last at a maximum of 6 hours. So it's basic 21st century streamlining. The other thing I want to just touch on for clarification to the people in attendance is the purchasing director said threshold. And Chief, if it's okay with you, I know that you would like to do a furthermore follow-up. I'd like just the purchasing director to please address, and I know this goes off the bid, and I do apologize. However, I want to clarify, when you said our threshold, please just in a quick statement, explain what that is.
Okay, so every city and town has their own threshold when it comes to purchasing things. Here in the city of Warwick, if anything is over $2,500, they have to, the directors have to come for approval. In comparison to, let's say, Providence and even the state, Providence at one point had their threshold at $5,000. That means anything purchased over $5,000 will have to come to council for approval. Since we have a lower threshold at $2,500, more things will come to the council versus if we had a higher threshold like $5,000 or like the state has pushed up $10,000, $25,000 for construction. Only items over that amount would come to the docket.
Thank you. Perfect. And the final thing is, as I said at the beginning of the meeting, there are a lot of bid items on this, and DPW wanted to ensure that when they put the bids before us, there was a representative here to answer the questions. And last month, there was a representative from DPW was not available to be here. So they withheld all their bids, and they're submitting them now. It's a completely understandable part of the process and moving forward. So for clarification of the information, it's on the website. It can be requested. I requested it, and it was emailed to me, and I was able to review it. And the system works. It's just not the system everyone wants, but it's a system that is open and transparent. Thank you, Chief, if you had something to follow up on.
Suffice to say, Chairman, the administration presents these documents in the manner that is requested by the Finance Committee, and that's why it's presented this way. Any documents that any member of the council would like pertinent to the docket are available upon request as immediately as they can be printed, scanned, and emailed, as well as members of the public when it's pertinent to the docket. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I think we've given a lot of leeway. We're talking about the process. We've heard Councilman Lannister's position. We've heard the administration's position. I think we've spent a lot of time on this. I'm going to request that we move forward. We have a large docket this evening. All questions should be on the particular bids. We know everyone's positions now on the policies. The policies are what they are. Please address your questions that is before us this evening on the docket. That's my request, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for explaining this. This is good to get the process out, but everyone has had their positions now. We've been doing this for 40 minutes. I think we need to move forward and do the city business. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are there any further questions for members of this council? Any further questions for members of this council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Bid 2022-082, Fire, State of Rhode Island Public Safety Communications Equipment. This is found on page 12. Chief, good evening.
Good evening. Assistant Chief Umbenhauer from the Fire Department. Fire Department is requesting a 612 alteration of contract for bid 2022-082. That's Public Safety Communications Equipment Motorola. The ask is to increase the spending authority to Motorola by an additional $150,000. We're also requesting to extend the expiration date to 12/31/2025, which is consistent with state MPA 395. This request, if approved, will increase the total award to $1,104,465.55.
Thank you, Chief. So you part of this amount was part of the a Department of Homeland Security grant. Am I correct with that?
Correct. It's actually a congressional earmark grant from Senator Whitehouse that goes through the Homeland Security because it's the Emergency Operations Center. But this this will provide for radio backup radio communications in the Emergency Operations Center. It's a grant we got last fall. Part of the additional ask for additional funding would be to satisfy the requirements of that grant. So it is funded, 75% of it's funded by the federal government.
Thank you so much, Chief, and thank you to your department for securing that grant. Questions, comments from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Chief, first of all, I just want to say thank you for including as much information in here as you did. It certainly is a lot better than just a one-page document saying this is what we want and this is what we need and not giving me backup information about anything. So the question that I have is, you're increasing this by an additional $150,000. What are we getting, Chief, for the $150,000?
So there's two parts to this. $75,000 is from the congressional earmark. That is to update the radio communications, the radios that are in our Municipal Emergency Operations Center at our fire headquarters. The radios that are in there now were originally built with that building back in 2004, 2005. The other part of it is to add some radio consoles for both the fire and police as an emergency backup. So in the event that the police radio system goes down or they're unable to use their dispatch center or the fire side goes down and we're not able to use our dispatch center, the dispatchers have somewhere to go to continue those communications. So it's a backup system to our main communication system.
Thank you for that, Chief. Also, you indicate here that this is replacing updated equipment and adding additional coverage sites. Where would those additional coverage sites be?
So right now, the rest of that funding is our ongoing communications. The state used to pick up the tab back in the days that we had lots of grants from 9/11. The state government, federal government picked up a lot of our communications expenditures, but those monies have since dried up over the last couple of years. So we're responsible for now updating and keeping the radio equipment at our dispatch center updated. Right now, we haven't identified what sites we may need for those that radio system, but this would be part of the process.
Okay, thank you, Chief. That's all I have, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Further questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Chief. Next is bid 2024-208 Alpha, purchase various new tires. Good evening, Christy.
Good evening, Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you.
Public Works is requesting to award the bid for the purchase of new tires to Sullivan Tire in the amount of $140,000. It's a one-year bid from January 1, 24 to December 31st, 24, I'm sorry. January 1 to 12/31, 24.
Thank you. And this bid is for replacement tires of all of our fleet of vehicles.
Yes.
Of just DPW, or does DPW get to purchase the tires for all the departments?
So we purchase the tires for fire, sanitation, highway, field maintenance, Transwick, building maintenance, water, sewer, and some of our admin vehicles, as well as all our equipment. The only ones that we don't do are the police department.
You do not do the police department?
We do not.
Right. Because they require a certain type of
Yes, and they're, we, yep. This is a bid. They also use their awarders later.
Certainly. Thank you. So these are the vehicles that go to direct services to the citizens of the city, including emergency services.
Yes.
And getting ready for the winter, including our street clearing services and our senior services.
Yes, it's Thank everything you. From trailers to street sweepers and loaders and
yep.
everything.
Thank you so much. Questions from this committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you. So this is going to be more of a statement for the most part. Just another example here about making the process less transparent and more complicated. This bid says we reviewed two bids submitted. I don't have two bids in this package. And it says the second bidder was nearly evenly matched. What does that mean? Nearly evenly matched? What does that mean? And it says, further, this vendor also submitted a modification of the terms. Well, what is the, I don't know what the modification is, but yet I'm expected to go through all these documents, reach out, make all these phone calls. But even more concerning to me is that the average taxpayer, any taxpayer, all taxpayers are also expected to do the same thing. You can go on the city website, you can do this, you can do that. I would say it's reasonable to assume that there's a certain amount of our senior citizens that don't do internet. Some may not even have a computer. This is just completely mind-boggling to me that at this juncture, this information isn't being provided to us.
Again, Councilman, we've already talked about the process. Please ask specific questions on this bid. The process is already in place.
Okay.
We know your position. Thank you.
Apparently, nobody cares. Submitted a modification of the terms. What was the modification that got them booted out?
Well, it wasn't so much the modification of terms. They were evenly matched with Sullivan Tire because both provide Goodyear tires. However, Sullivan Tire is located in Warwick, so we have to give the 7% accommodation for a Warwick company, which is why Sullivan Tire was awarded the bid. There was modification submitted with the other vendor. Off the top of my head, I don't remember what they are. If you send me an email, I'll be happy to send it to you. But at this point, we are requesting to award to Sullivan Tire as the lowest qualified bidder for $140,000 for 1 year.
So you just said that it wasn't so much a modification of terms, but yet in this document right here, it says further, this vendor also submitted a modification of terms.
Correct. It was we were making a point that there was the 7%,
yeah.
And there was a modification to the terms that the city put forward in the bid specification. That wasn't the disqualifying factor.
And none of that information was put in here because we're expected to go through the extra motions of reaching out for it, as well as the taxpayers too. Thank you.
Thank you. Further questions from members of the council? Councilwoman Travis. Oh, I'm sorry.
Just for the record, I don't know if it's on.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Just for the record, I do want to say, not to take sides or anything, but when I read the second bidder was nearly evenly matched, I went crazy looking for the second bidder. And then I seen the next bid was already, it was just this page. So now I'm learning that, well, okay. But it makes me feel like somebody already picked it out for us. You know, I know they do recommendations, but we used to look through everything. So I just, for the record, I wanted to say I did look for the second bidder.
Thank you. Councilman Gebhardt.
It's probably worth mentioning, so I'm just doing a little research here. So if you go to warwickri.gov/bids, Maybe I should work in communications for the administration, but you can literally see every bid that's been put out and the detail that we used to get in our package behind all of it. It's actually a very easy to use, user-friendly interface. You can see all open bids, all closed bids, and you can see the detail behind all the bids. I'm not sure why no one literally has mentioned it to us, but it would be very effective to share this information as where people can find the bids, because they are all very easily accessible here. So
thank you, Councilman. That's something actually I can, you're absolutely right. That's something we could actually put out, absolutely put out. Further questions from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Please.
Ann Sheridan. Can I ask Councilman Gebhard, where did you find that site?
So I just went to Google and I typed in Warwick, Rhode Island bids, and it brought me to this webpage. That is the way you find your way to it, is warwickri.gov/bids. And so if you type in warwickri.gov/bids into your browser, you will get to this page that you can filter by open bids, closed bids, or all bids. And you'll literally see every bid for every item that's on our docket. And if you drill into any one of those, you will see the full packet, probably more than we used to receive in our binders, including the bids and the bid responses.
So I go to the agenda and drill down, and I get pages, summary pages, and on it, it says you can find additional information through the usual channels, usual procedures. Of course, I and probably everybody, nobody else has any understanding.
Yeah, I've actually never seen, I've never seen this page before tonight either. I just decided to go take a look for it.
Okay, so we need to put on this agenda a reference to where we need.
It should say on there.
Need,
you can also find the bids here.
There needs to be a link is where they are, because
I agree.
Unlike you all, I no longer have confidence in the department directors, and God bless them. They all work very hard. But after the last message that came out, where we have overcharged on FICA, and that whole thing.
Ma'am, I'm so, so sorry.
Okay, I get it. But I'm going to say this. You need to have a forensic audit done, because the city is out of control.
Okay. Thank you.
And
it's we're speaking of the bids.
Okay, can I just go back to the
we're speaking on the bids, ma'am.
Okay, I'll go back to Sullivan Tire. So with the tire bid, are we able to extend those prices to the school department if they have any tire needs? Are we joining any forces between the city side and the school department side when it comes to purchases? Because all of this is our collective money.
That is, the school department has the school committee that votes on their budget. And on the city side, DPW purchases the tires for all the departments, excluding police. So the school department, they bid on within their budget.
So they are getting the same price that we are availing ourselves here? Or are they simply going out and bidding to God knows who else?
So for clarification, okay. I'm going to ask, just give me a moment to get purchasing director, if you don't mind, identify. And then the question is, does this bid also cover the school department?
No, that's not my question. My question is, because I know it doesn't. My question is, are we allowing them the same price? First of all.
Francis Gomez, purchasing director. So the school department has their own purchasing department, but they are more than free to always piggyback, which means basically jump on whatever we have as a school, because we have co-ops with different towns and cities. So for example, if I see that Cranston went out to bid for Sullivan Tire and they got a lower price than us, then I can ask, hey, Sullivan Tire, can I jump on that bid of Cranston? Very simple to do that. Now that'll be up to the purchasing department at the school department to do so.
So there's no one that's kind of like saying, you should do this.
There's nothing saying you shouldn't. No, they're welcome to piggyback. They would have to vote on it like we have to vote to piggyback on state bids. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions, comments from members of the public? Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. I just wanted to make a comment on how to find the bid tabulations with, if you go to the City of Warwick website and go through the purchasing department page, then through there you'll see bids and invitations to bid. Once you click there, you'll see all the open ones. Then you'll see a tab for closed bids. Right now we're working on adding bid tabulations to 2023, starting with items on this docket. But we are slowly and but surely adding all the bid tabulations for 2023 and 2022. We are working on it, so give us some time. But besides that, you can always email bids@warwickri.gov with any requests when it comes to bid submissions or pricing. We are always available to send that over to you to make it easier if possible.
Thank you.
And, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. President.
Thank you. We've given a lot of leeway now on policy.
Yes.
We need to stick to the agenda. We cannot speak about things that are not on the agenda, which includes this policy. So please stick to the agenda, the questions going forward for my council members and members of the public. We can't talk about the school department's processes and stuff like that. Please stick to the agenda items. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. And we will follow that. Next is bid 2024-181. Planning City of Warwick Comprehensive Plan Update. Director Kravitz. Just please identify and then your presentation.
Tom Kravitz, City Planning Director. The city's comprehensive plan is going to expire in August of 24. So we solicited proposals to update the plan for the city. We reached out to about 17 professional services companies. We got back two proposals. The high bid was $100,000, low bid was $99,100. So incidentally, we're recommending the lower bid. It's a firm with a bit more capacity that my staff felt comfortable with, you know, to execute the update. With that, really, I'll answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you, Director. I saw Councilman Gebhardt. Councilman Gebhardt.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Director. So I saw part of the qualification criteria was around project management outreach. And I'm just wondering, so is the firm going to be expected to create this, you know, publicly inclusive process to update the plan? Is that going to fall on your department, or have you thought through what that process would look like?
Yeah, we've thought that through. Comprehensive plans, when they amended the state statute years ago now, took them from 10-year full rewrites in 5-year periodic updates to 20-year full rewrites and 10-year periodic updates. That really, and I've checked this with the state officials already, it's not necessary that we reinvent the wheel here. We're not looking to create new policies and change the land use program because of that. We're looking at really, you know, demographic updates in concert with the decennial census, anything glaring that jumps out a result of that. We could maybe make some policy tweaks. So what this means generally is we're not going to host I think they had 34 charrettes when they did the comp plan last. We're not doing that this time. We're going to really keep it before the planning board and through the planning board's regular meeting schedule, have public input sessions. But that's the way we're going to be able to do this quickly and still get it updated by August 24. I will say, though, that the housing chapter just being subject to kind of the more recent challenges we see in housing and coupled with some technical assistance funding that's at Rhode Island Housing, we want to go after that funding, which actually might help write down the cost a bit of the plan. So for the housing chapter, we may have an extra couple of sessions on with the planning board on that are more exploratory brainstorming, if you will, like that to which you're alluding. So that, yeah, that's the idea.
Okay. Got it. All right. So this is more of a sort of incremental tune-up interim step.
It really is.
I know we went through, well, I won't get into that. This is about the bid. So, okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions from members of this committee? Further questions from members of the committee? Questions from the council? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. So if we were going to entertain making some more larger changes to address the housing crisis through the through some zoning policies and the like, would this be an opportune time to do so with the update of the comprehensive plan?
Precisely, yes. That's what we're doing. We're going to do.
Thank you.
Your councilman, any further questions for members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Director.
Hi.
I've looked over your position paper. In here, I do have the scoring sheets. I would assume that you had received pricing on from these two vendors, correct?
Correct.
And you also had received the two bidders from vendors, right?
Right.
And you also had a panel of individuals, I'm assuming, from the planning department who each rated each one of these vendors.
Right.
But yet, in this binder that I have, because everyone knows that's what I go by, the hard copy, that's what I use, okay? And it's been stipulated long ago. Not everybody in here uses hard copy. So, you know, talk about reams and reams of paper, ridiculous. So that information was all transferred to purchasing, right?
Right.
Okay. But it's not in my binder. Thank you.
Any further questions from members of the council? Any questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Thank you, Director. Bid, give me one moment. I'm sorry.